In the news, Idaho Governor Brad Little ordered U.S. flags and state of Idaho flags to be lowered to half-staff in honor of Ada County Deputy Tobin Bolter, who was shot while conducting a traffic stop in Boise on Saturday. Bolter, 27, passed away the following day. Flags shall be flown at half-staff immediately until the day following Deputy Bolter's memorial service, in accordance with Idaho code. The governor's office will send out an updated flag directive when the date of Deputy Bolter's memorial service is set. In other news, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments this week on Idaho's near-total abortion ban. Idaho versus the United States is on the docket for tomorrow. At issue is whether the ban violates the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, which prohibits hospitals from denying patients medical care because of financial or insurance issues. Other states will be watching Idaho's Supreme Court case, and it could have an outsized impact on rural states that ban abortion, leaving patients with few options for care. Idaho has seen an exodus of medical providers. The state has lost 22% of its practicing obstetricians since the abortion ban took effect, according to a recent report. Elsewhere, the State Board of Education's longtime executive director is stepping down, setting the stage for what could be a politically charged hiring process. Matt Freeman is resigning effective June 30th after 9 years at the helm. He turned in his resignation with a letter to Governor Brad Little and said he'd already notified the State Board of his plans. That's the news. I'm Jeff McLean.